And I knock, thought, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Hello.
Start again.
It's the KGB.
It's the KGB.
Knock, knock. Okay. Oh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bad Vice.
Bad Vice who?
With Simeon Ross. I've saw this on YouTube.
Does it work? So my 19-year-old has moved out, dropped out of college, and is marrying a boyfriend of a year so he can get his citizenship. What do I do?
So her daughter,
19 years old,
moved out of the house, went with a boyfriend, so he can get the citizenship.
She's going to marry him for the citizenship. And she dropped out of like
90-day fiancé, we are here.
And she dropped out of like university as
Yo, get him deported. Get him deported, dog. Get him deported. Make Durko work.
Yeah.
Phone Home Affairs tomorrow. What is Durko? Department of International Relations and Cooperative something.
That seems overly long.
That's how we took Israel to the Court of International Court of Justice.
I know, but we need a snappier name for that.
Durko sounds cool, though.
Hi, I'm Durko.
I am Turkey.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
I don't know. Get that guy deported. Yeah. If they're not making an episode of 90 Day Fiancé where things go a shit.
But you need to make it not come back to you. Like,
no, even better.
No, the daughter's going to hate her.
Or what are you going to say? Oh, okay, him. Because clearly this passport, his passport isn't one that should be like, because let me tell you, if this guy was like British or American, he'd be like, yeah,
no problem.
Go.
Yeah,
he's just probably dating a digital nomad.
He's probably from like one of those whole countries.
Yeah. So that's why she's worried. So we can actually assume.
Yeah.
It could be Zimbabwean, another African country. Malawi, another African country, an Arab country.
Yeah, you know, so like UAE.
No, there's only 9,000 Emiratis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and even if you marry an Emirati, you don't become
what's a
Emirati.
What's a bad Arab country?
Like Syria.
Syria.
Right?
Yemen.
Egypt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and maybe it even goes to some of the South Asian countries, you know, like Pakistan, India.
Sri Lanka.
Okay, that's not how it's pronounced, but
Malinga.
Yeah, Malinga. We get it. Yeah. We got it.
I know things.
So I'm like, so she's only upset because it's that.
Yeah.
Right?
It must be. If you know how they
bro, are. You're a racist.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Let your girl, she's only 19, she'll come back.
Yeah, and well, once you go.
What rhymes with Zimbabwean? once you go Malawi, Jamami, what is it?
Well, I mean, once you go. Person of color,
yeah,
you'll never need another.
Yay! Full circle. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah, but try to get the guy deported.
I don't know. That's like, now that we've established that's the reason, that's hate crimey.
Yeah, it is hate crimey. I mean, like, it's xenophobic, right? But I mean, like, that's what you need to do. Good luck to you, but I'm on the side of the guy.
You know, I'm on the side of love.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sweet.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I know at 19.
Yeah.
That frontal lobe is not developed.
Why did you have to drop out of college, though?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, you can still go study.
Like, you can still be in love with this person.
That's a strange one.
Yeah.
Like, that's too far. That's 90-day fiancé.
That's 90-day fiancé.
Dropping out of college.
Yo, I can't wait for this episode.
I don't know what of 90-day fiancé. Yeah.
I love 90-day fiancé.
We never get into it. I don't know where to watch it.
Because for me, it's just like a normal thing.
No, it looks like such a great show.
Sometimes they put the box set on.
And Show Max?
TV.
Show Max.
You say Show Max. I can't show you Max. I don't know who that
is. No, on the Show Max app. Yeah.
No, they don't have it on the Show Max app. It's genuinely just on the DSTV app. I love it.
Can I use the login?
Yeah, I can. I'll give
it. Yeah. It's not Chokey. What was your dad's one?
Wolfie.
Wolfie, yeah. It's Wolfie at
gmail.com.
Yeah, deport him. I have to refill the sweet jar at work. What do I fill it with?
Resignation letters. Oh, I love a little bit of a chalky.
Oh, no.
What? What?
All this food. But like, you have to get it professionally made.
Like, you get the Chappies wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know?
I'm resigning.
Resigning.
Did you know this is my 2 weeks notice?
And you, but you unwrap the whole thing like, oh. It's a yellow chappy.
Mm. What the hell? Is that the worst wine for you?
No, I love the yellow ones.
Which, what's your least favorite wine?
The grape one.
Yeah. Me as well.
Yeah. Me also.
Yeah, as well.
Team.
Me, guy.
Yay.
Yeah.
No differences. Friendship.
We are the same. Yeah. No, nice. It's nice when people agree with you.
Yeah, it's always nice. Like, oh, man, a friendship basis is so good to have.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, if now in our life, if we went to a shop, what do they call the shops here? A bubby.
Yeah. No, well, not here specifically, but in the flats.
In the flats?
In the Cape Flats.
Okay. And then you go and then they give you the grape ones. I'll be like, nah.
Nah.
My friend Ross doesn't like the grape
ones. Yeah, that's how you do it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then with that attitude. Yeah. And then they're like, get the fuck out of my shop.
No stress.
Yeah,
no stress.
This is not a Woolworths, my man. Hey, country woe.
Country woe is such a hilarious name for this.
It's so good. Yeah, the buy will kick you the fuck out. Yeah. But like, you also have that. There's you like the worst sweets possible. You could also put the resignation letters in. Like, something that hurts, like old Wilson blocks.
Yeah, I love those sweets.
I also love it, Dave. But
just that, you know, there's a part when you eat a Wilson
where it might pull your tooth out.
Yeah, but it makes a mold of your teeth, and you know, like you want to take it to a dentist, going, and that's the problem over there. You see,
yeah,
my incisors.
That's
not chopping.
My overbite. But there's a risk though. So there's that split second where you're like, yo, it's coming out now.
Yeah.
And then it pops loose. But it's so tasty. Mm. Is this like a shared responsibility? Do they have to do this like every week, I assume?
No, we have a sweet jar at work.
And?
It gets filled up by somebody, I don't know.
Yeah, but what's in there?
Lovely sweets, actually.
Like Gloucester.
Yeah, like, let me tell you. There's a white person doing it.
Okay. Mm.
So, like, we are getting, like, big chocolate bars.
No.
Yeah. Sometimes, they're like, you know when people go overseas and they bring back all the chocolates, that the miniature size version?
Yeah.
Yep. Reese's Pieces.
Wow.
My name is Skittles. Yeah.
Do you know what we get?
What?
Promotional items that usually go to, like, Klatingas, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah, here's a jam. And but you have, like, 5 days to eat it.
Where do you get this? Oh, I got a Ranizach market. Yeah.
It's not even. It's some random supplier. And like, here's a jam. Yeah.
My mom gets a lot of stuff from reps. Of course, she's a diabetologist. She works in diabetes.
And yeah. And, she works with?
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Mm. Yeah, but she's not really that good, really.
Oh, okay.
She's doing it for 42 years. Come on, go.
A lot of return customers. Yeah.
Come on, go.
Yeah, it's a scam.
So anyway, she gets a chili oil from... Yeah,
but that's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
Right? That's a good one.
But it's also very weird, like, oh, sorry, Dr. Myatt. Here's some chili oil.
Here's some chili oil. Yeah. Are they giving it to her because of how she looks?
No.
I mean, what do the white doctors get? Mayonnaise?
No, they also get...
Okay.
My mother is Malay, by the way.
What? Oh, like Malaysian?
Yeah, no, Malay.
Not Cape?
No, Cape Malay.
Oh.
Yeah, that's where her family are Cape Malays and they moved to Durban. And her
so you Khabas?
They didn't take a bus. I don't know what.
No, you Khabas.
What does that mean?
Khameng. Mixed.
Khamingle. I'm single and ready to khamingle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's that going to look like?
I don't know.
That chess app's going to be working, my man. she's Cape Malay.
Yeah, yeah. My granny's family played for a very famous band.
Oh, the Rockets.
No, the Flames. Is the Rockets a band?
It's a kid.
No, there's a very famous band called The Flames.
The Flames?
Yeah. With the Fatah brothers. They had a massive, massive song. Don't laugh. It's hilarious. They had a massive, massive song.
What was it called?
For Your Precious Love. For your precious love means more to me. It was a very famous B.B. King song as well.
Oh, so it was a cover?
And, yeah, but they made that like cover famous. Like, you know, like how Neil Diamond wrote... Red, Red Wine.
Yeah.
UB40, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like they made it really.
Yeah, it's their song now.
But they were like big, like the Flames were massive. Their drummer went to go play for The Who.
Oh.
Yeah, their guitarist and vocalist Blondie, he went to go sing for the Beach Boys.
Oh,
like massive, massive.
I don't like the Beach Boys.
Like massive.
I like Blondie though.
Yeah, yeah. But he sang the song weird because he couldn't pronounce some letters.
Like what? So
I was like, for your pressure love.
What's pressure love?
Mean more to me than any love I ever need.
I didn't know there was a syllable between yeah. mean and more.
And darling, they try to say that our love won't grow, but I just want to be the one to tell them how in the world do they know for as long.
Okay, if you sing any longer, we have to pay for it, but it might be worth it.
For as long as you wow. in love
the
with
Fat
me.
R Brothers.
No, the Flames.
Oh.
I know our love will go wider, baby. Deeper than any sea now. And let me tell you, this song, if you go to Durban, yeah. and you say for your precious love, oh my man, people know it.
Yeah.
Steve Fatah was the lead singer of the band. Because he starts off the song with like this very poetic monologue.
Like, yeah, like oh, like most R&B.
Yeah, but
used
I don't think
be.
This was in the original B.B. King song.
Okay.
So he's like, into each life, a little rain must fall.
Yeah.
Bro, when I say famous, famous song,
yeah.
every day can be Sunday.
But it's like Ken Lee, the way he sings it.
No, no, Blondie.
Like Ken Lee.
No, no, Ken
to
Lee.
To live without you.
To live without you. No, no, no. Steve Fatah wasn't like that. But I mean, like, when I say famous, famous, in his latter years, once the band like had broken up and stuff, he would sing at almost every single market. And people would come just for him to sing For Your Precious Love.
Yeah, it's one of those
And they
things.
Wait for the monologue. Because the monologue comes at the beginning. And as soon as he strums the chord and they go, into each life. Mm. A little rain. People know those lyrics.
Lost their
Yeah, yeah. You and I were actually speaking about this the other day about our cultures, and because you asked me a question about what's the most famous colored song. I know.
No, that's not.
That's what you asked.
No, I asked you what is the most colored thing about you, and you like you. Oh, I, yes, know I, the, I know all the words to Brainos.
Brainos. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like you. After this, I'm gonna play you that Flame song.
Okay.
It or, is so big.
I mean, we could listen to the Rockets.
We could. But you know how powerful those words are?
You were, yeah.
Every in day your can be Sunday. And every smile, it is a smile of happiness.
Yeah, it's on the same level
and
as
every
that
tear
other
that
one.
Every shed is not a tear of joy.
I'm your weekend.
Yeah, Brendan Fassie, she's great.
Yeah, and then the other
I
one.
I like to take a little time.
What is that one that you said the other day? That, that was like the ultimate song. It was sung by the women, man. There are better days before us.
Paradise Road.
My
and a burning bridge behind us, fire's broken. The sky is blazing. There's a woman raising, weeping. Ah. And a young man nearly beating of a love. Yo, you got it. Got it.
Quiet boy, baby.
Finish it now.
Paradise is almost closing down.
Damn, bro, you are good. Yo.
Boy,
yo, that is
yo,
fire.
Check us out live in Long Street.
Wow.
Just not even in a club, just in the street.
Yeah, just in the street.
Like Stratton.
That one's very good, bro.
You're very good.
No,
you're
no,
a
no,
theater
no, no.
kid for sure.
I think you are definitely more of a theater kid.
No, I'm closeted theater nice. Kid. So I used to. This is, I was an eclectic child.
and
we went
child.
With we went with our friends to it was the first he went to a white school and I was from a colored school. And we
you just wanted to be in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, we yeah. went it was like a fight.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what Muslim people call fairs as well.
Yeah. It was like a fight. And then there was a market and my mother like gave me a little money and I ended up buying a wig.
Oh, explain yourself.
So I was at that point, I was like young and I was in like Sunday school and they put you in plays and yeah, cack. Yeah. And I was like fascinated with this straight head wig and stuff. And I was like, yo, I could do so much funny shit with this wig.
Yeah.
So I bought the wig. And then I had not known this at the time, but they dropped me off and whatever. And the mothers chatted and then I went inside. And then like a little while after, my mother was like, do you know that woman came to me and she said she was concerned because
she put a wig.
It's like it's Russell.
It's just my dream. Cause you gotta cut loose, foot loose.
Yo, it was funny, my bro. Like, looking back, yo.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
I know.
Oh, that's so funny. What a top tier story.
It was a good wig, too.
I'm Ross to you, but I'm Keith to everyone else. Got to be Spanish.
Yeah. But I think, like, I was also.
What color was this wig?
It was like a light brown, borderline, but yeah, straight there. But remember, at this fight, there was like a lot of white goodness, and I didn't see like white goodness really a lot as well. So I was like, yo, look at this white goodness. They look just like the goodness on like movies and stuff.
That's so wild. That's so funny, actually. What a heartwarming story.
Yeah, you're welcome. I can't even remember whose problem we were trying to solve.
Good luck to you, though.
Buy a wig.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching and listening to Bad Vice. We hope we didn't help. Follow us. Yeah. And like and share. And somebody tell them the
like, share, and subscribe. Share our stuff, please.
Like that. More authority.
This literally is the last roll of the dice for us. We have nothing going for us. I keep on saying this and we all laugh, but it's true.
Yeah.